warning. The Catholic Man Show contains high levels of manliness. If you think you may be too weak to withstand the manliness represented in the following program, please do yourself a favor and stop listening now. If you choose to continue in spite of this warning, if at any time you feel yourself overcome by the manliness, stop immediately and consult your closest medical professional. And now, for the not so fair, faint, or frilly, we present The Catholic Man Show.
Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I'm Adam Minahan, in studio with my bud, co-host, friend, partner in crime, David Niles.
I thought we were going to keep those crimes a secret.
Nope.
Too late.
Yeah.
The monkey's out of the bottle. The
monkey's out of the bottle, bro.
What's going on, everyone?
Man, welcome to the Catholic Man Show. If you've caught us on iTunes, if you caught us on St. Michael Catholic Radio, Oklahoma Catholic Broadcasting, this week we're going to be in Lafayette, Louisiana. This is the week.
Lafayette.
So Christ the King Radio.
Bon temps tout temps.
Welcome.
That means good time all the time in Louisiana.
Okay.
You know how I know
French?
That?
Is that actually French?
Well, I don't know. But what's his name? The new guy on Catholic Answers.
Carlo Broussard.
Yeah. He's Cajun.
From there.
He's Cajun. He plays some instrument I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
And was like awesome at it. Anyway, I heard him say that one time. Bon temps tout temps.
He knows the station manager over there at the Catholic radio station at Christ the King in Lafayette.
Oh.
So anyway.
Small world.
Yeah. Or if you caught us on Breadbox Media. Welcome to everybody.
If this is your first time listening to the Catholic Man Show, where have you been in my life?
Dave, how was your week?
It was awesome.
It's pretty good?
Let me think. Yeah, it was. Must have been good, because I don't remember anything bad happening.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, it was good.
There's a couple...
I played golf twice
in a week.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Twice in 2 days.
I played golf once on Friday.
I did it twice as many times as you did.
Yep. I do have to do a little home... Or a little upkeep here. I made some errors last episode.
Yes.
And I need to...
And it was pointed out to us.
And it was pointed out, rightfully so.
I listened to the episode today and I was thinking, yes, I didn't use that word.
So, two things.
Two?
Two.
Oh my gosh.
I said the wrong person's name.
Oh yeah.
I gave... David is the guy who is traveling the Camino de Santiago.
Not Stephen.
Not Stephen. David. I apologize. That is my fault, bro.
I didn't even correct you, but when you said Steven, I was like, okay, yeah, maybe that's
right.
I
was kind of hoping, because there's been a couple people who've reached out to us, and I just got mixed up. But anyway, we love hearing from you, so...
And he's over halfway now.
Yeah, through all the episodes.
I think walking the... on his trip.
Well, yeah, and also through...
I saw on Facebook just the other day... Well, I guess by the time this airs, it will be several days ago, so...
Mm-hmm.
But he recently crossed halfway.
He traveled 99 miles since our last episode, so he had 99 miles of knowing that I called him by the wrong name on the Catholic Man Show. But then I also said...
What a good penance, though.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm just helping you with
Think
your
Think of all the time he won't spend in purgatory now.
You're welcome, David. and then I also
Don't
said...
Don't get carried away.
Yeah. I also said typography, which is...
Not what you meant to say.
I meant to say typology. Typology. And that was... So I used the wrong word there. I appreciate that. If this is your first time listening to the Catholic Man Show, or if you've been a long-time listener and we haven't heard from you, we would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page or Instagram or Twitter. And let us know what you think. Give us ideas. We actually have another guy from Texas that is going to be sending us some whiskey to try.
Assuming laws permit.
Right.
We had, there was...
Jacob from Australia.
Jacob, yeah, from Australia. He was not allowed, turns out, to send us beer from Australia.
So, but if there is something that you want us to highlight, if
there's... Terribly disappointed in legal systems.
Yeah, that was frustrating.
You can't even send a guy a beer.
I know.
Like...
I know. That was
I'm not blaming any specific country. I'm just saying, like, this is a problem in general.
Yeah. But if there's something that you want to hear from us, you know, send us an idea. We will... Odds are we'll probably use it.
And if you have a favorite beverage...
That we haven't
tried
yet.
Send it to us, yeah, because... Maybe we don't know about it. You know, we're honestly just kind of, we're two regular dudes here.
Right.
We're very regular, just like you. It just happens that we happen to have a radio station.
Right. So, speaking of beverage, there's three things that we do every episode. Dave, will you let them know what that is?
Sure, yeah. So, I'll admit, we've been cheating on the first one. We are already drinking the man beverage for today. But the first thing we do is open, review, and enjoy a manly beverage. The second thing we do is highlight a man gear, which is ideally something that every Catholic man should have and use in their personal life. Maybe not daily, but, you know, something that is a good thing for them to have. And then the last thing we do is discuss a manly topic, have a manly discussion. This is one of those discussions that you have with your buddies via fireside that afterwards you say, and you both agree, we should have recorded that conversation.
Right.
That's what we attempt to do here on the Catholic Man Show.
Dave, and also before we jump into our beverage, we have our new YouTube channel that we've launched.
We do. We have a YouTube channel.
That's going really well. And in fact, this weekend we're going to be going camping. And so we will be recording several videos. We may even record our next episode while camping this next week. I'm sorry.
I am pro this idea, and I think that we should do it.
We probably will do that. But
next week's episode, hopefully, will come to you via fireside.
Yeah. So we're really excited about
that
as
well.
With
maybe a mini audience in the background.
Yes.
Because we won't have a choice. They're camping with us.
Right. So, Dave, let's go ahead and get...
I invited Father Brian. Hopefully he comes.
No, he says he hates camping. He posted on us our Facebook page, "Hey, where was my invite?"
When did he do that?
Wait, are you talking about Father Brian O'Brien?
Father Brian Ketterer.
Okay.
Father Brian Ketterer. Yeah.
Father Brian O'Brien hates camping.
I was gonna say Father Brian Ketterer.
He's a camping guy.
Yeah,
he's an outdoors guy. But Father Brian O'Brien does not like.
There's
camping.
A lot of Father Brians here in Tulsa.
Right. So let's jump into our man beverage.
Lead the way. I want you to do it.
Okay. So today we are trying Jameson Caskmates, and what Jameson, like, I'm surprised we haven't done Jameson yet. It's a staple Irish whiskey.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, mainstream.
Yes.
And I feel like our beverage selection is somewhat sub-mainstream. It's like below the mainstream, which is, I think, really the heart of a good whiskey drinker.
Correct.
You know, like,
correct.
I'm just going to tell you, I don't want to talk about Crown.
Right.
Here on the Man Show. Don't even get me started on Crown.
Right. But one of the things that I really like about Jameson.
But Jameson is good.
Yes.
I need to say that. Jameson is good.
Here's something that I like about Jameson, okay? There's several things, but let me enlighten you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. One, John Jameson.
You have a list.
Yeah, I have
okay,
a list.
Okay, wow.
Boom. John Jameson came over from Scotland, so it has a Scotch taste to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, it does.
For Irish whiskey, mm-hmm. It has a Scotch taste to it. Back in the 1700s, he came over to Ireland, Cork, Ireland, where my family is from.
Did he change his name?
No, John Jameson.
Jameson is a Scottish name?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Okay.
I also like, on their crest, they have a Latin word that says Sime metuo.
Sine metuo. Yeah.
Which means...
I'm just looking at it, so I know.
Which means without fear. And the reason why is because when they came over, they were fighting pirates.
Freaking pirates, man.
Yeah. And so they were fighting pirates, and so that became their motto. Which I, you know, without fear, that's a very manly thing. Be bold.
Totally.
Like, you know, that St. John Paul II, be bold. You know, be not afraid. And then also...
What if you had to, like... What would you do, bro? Like, all right, we're getting on this boat, and we're going to cross this ocean, and pray to God
we don't encounter pirates,
because if we do, they're going to come kill us.
Right.
Okay? And you're going to have to kill a man. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. You know?
Like,
This okay.
Different time. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. This Jameson, though, is a little different. Okay. It incorporates the Irish heritage of in the bar, in the pubs, they have, you know, whiskey and stouts.
Okay.
Okay. And this is Jameson Cask Mates. Okay. And so what it does, what it is, it's triple distilled like all Jamesons, but then they put it in stout barrels. Okay.
Ah.
Beer stout barrels. And let it sit.
Hence the cask mate title.
Right. So it's finished with craft beer barrels.
Huh.
And so it gives it a very coffee, chocolatey taste.
Yeah, totally.
Some undertones of chocolate stouts tasting, which is very nice. It's different.
Sure.
But it is a Scotch taste almost, even though it's an Irish whiskey.
I'd love to try this side by side with regular Jameson. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, drinking this here, it's really good, but just now that I know that about the coffee and the stout, mm-hmm. I would love to try it side by side to see the difference. That would be kind of fun.
Yes, because I definitely think you would be able to tell. I mean,
I'm sure you would.
Once I said coffee,
stouts it's such a strong flavor.
Right, the chocolate, the coffee taste.
Yeah, having that something else in the barrel was, you know, it's definitely going to pick up some of those flavors.
Right. So it was actually just a experiment that they were going to do.
Let's cheers to Jesus.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Cheers to Jesus
and his mother. Man, we got carried away there, but
it's a good review. I thought it was a good review.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When we get back, we have something to give away this week.
Woo!
Courtesy of a local retail shop. So stick around. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles. Sitting here enjoying a fine glass of whiskey with my friend Adam Minahan. Some Jameson. What was it called? Jameson Caskmates, which was finished in stout barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Quite good.
Absolutely. Let's cheers again. Because we were a little late last time.
To Jesus.
To Jesus.
Let's get a better clink.
Okay, one, two.
There you go.
Clink on three.
These glasses do clink.
Speaking of our glasses, let's promote
these are
that.
Catholic Man Show glasses.
Catholic Man Show glasses. If you want a Catholic Man Show Glencairn glass, all you have to do is go over to Breadbox Media, become a friend of the show, donate at least $10 a month. If you're out of the country, $20 a month, just so that way it covers our shipping costs. We don't make any money on it. We're just here to promote it, to help you enjoy being a man, drinking fine beverages, in a manly glass, such as the Catholic Man Show Glencairn glass. If you are in the States, $10 a month, that helps us continue with the show.
So we've had some questions about this. I'd like to...
Okay.
Let's go ahead and talk about this on air. So some people, they just want the glass.
Right. So if they just want the glass...
What do they do? If all they want is the glass...
Right. So they're saying, I can't afford $10 a month. But I do want the glass. If you donate $20 one time, we'll ship you the glass. That really covers our cost for the glass and the shipping, and we make like $5.
Right.
And that's only to help our show. Like, you know, we're not pocketing this. We don't do this to make money. This is to help with the show. If you think that we're doing a good job and that you want to help promote this show and you want to help continue making this a better show, you can donate $10 a month. And we send you content, exclusive content.
Yeah, so then you'll be a quote-unquote friend of the show. If you do a one-time payment, especially if it's just for the glass, you're not technically a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a friend of the show, which I recommend because you'll get stuff year-round, including special content like last episode, we had to shorten the Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist talk. If you want the full version of that talk, you got to be a friend of the show.
Right.
Also, we give away books.
yes.
on a regular basis that we just send out at random, sort right. of in a rotating fashion.
Right. And so you may just randomly receive one of the books that we have that are geared towards men, Catholic spirituality, or Catholic faith in general.
Mm-hmm. Here's what Adam does. He sends emails to people who write books that are geared towards men,
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing. They will just, like, send him 5 copies of the book.
Right, to give away to you.
There was, like, one guy who wouldn't quit sending books to us.
Right, so it's really for you. So become a friend of the show. It's $10 a month. If for some reason you can't afford $10 a month, but you still want to be a friend of the show, email us or Facebook message us.
We'll work it out.
We'll work it out. I mean, we're here for you. So anyway, let's get to the man gear.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Lead the way.
Okay. So the man gear this week is a tool bag, because every man needs a tool bag. I think that there's a lot.
Tool box. Some people, the toolbox, except this, the particular one that we have today
is a tote bag.
It's like a bag. It's not a bag.
No, it's a tote. It's like a tote bag.
But it's not, I'm looking at it. It's not like a bag.
No, it's a tote.
It's like a square.
It's a tote toolbox.
Tote toolbox. It's boxy.
Yes, it is.
It's not baggy.
So, Dave, I think there's a lost art in working with men working with their hands.
Oh, totally.
Specifically in...
Absolutely.
Specifically, and I've noticed this in carpentry, and this is kind of a selfish topic because I've taken up woodworking as a hobby.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather is a phenomenal woodworker.
Uh-huh.
Phenomenal carpenter. And I'm kind of getting into this hobby, which is a lot of fun. It teaches a lot of different virtues, such as patience, because I mess up a lot.
Right.
And you have to go slow, measure twice, cut once. Mm-hmm. But it also instills a sense of pride in the work you do. It's hard work. It's not easy. And I'm to be honest with you, I'm not very good at it. I'm not a good carpenter.
But improving.
But I'm improving. And
you made that table.
Mm-hmm. I'm improving it because it takes practice to get better, obviously.
Right.
But there's a lost art, I think, in men of just working with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I want to focus on as far as the man topic today. A lot of times people think that, oh, I don't want to work with my hands, or, you know, I don't want to build anything because it costs a lot of money. Which is a legitimate concern, right? I mean, it costs a lot of money to build.
Initially. You know, once you have
cost,
tools.
Right, but the upfront cost is expensive.
Right.
But here in Tulsa.
But.
Yeah, there's a but. Here in Tulsa, we have a place called Retool, okay, which is a consignment tool shop, basically, a reused
right.
tool shop, which I highly recommend going to. Go, you know, shop local. I'm a big proponent of shopping local, mm-hmm. especially. The last couple of years, I've become more of a shop local guy.
Me too.
I think we talked about that localism.
I can concur. Yeah, in our localism episode.
Mm-hmm. But there's a guy here, John Ross, who's a Catholic man who goes to
fourth degree knight, not only third degree,
fourth degree. Yes, Knights of Columbus.
Boom.
And he goes to our church.
Sings in the choir.
Yes, great guy. But he owns a shop called Retool. And he has, I mean, it's on a 60, if you're in Tulsa.
Let's cheers to John.
Cheers to John. Yeah, that's a great idea.
To Mr. Rost.
What's your toast? I want to hear a phenomenal toast.
I kind of thought you were about to do one. Why don't you do one?
No, this is your deal.
To John, may he be successful in everything he does, including getting to heaven.
That's a good toast.
Thank you. I mean, it's just, those right. are always right off the top of my head.
Right. That's why I wanted you to do it.
Yeah.
But he owns a, like I said, if you're in Tulsa, he owns a shop. It's on 61st, in between Garnett and 129, called Retool. And he owns a bunch of...
Especially when it comes to some of those bigger things, you know, like, you know,
right.
a table saw, you know, all
right.
these kind of specific things, brand new or expensive, and will last forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you
like,
can get, you can
how
get...
much, how often do those things, if you get them used... It's not like they were being used 24 hours a day.
Right, and you can get them on pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, the equipment, like, I go there all the time, and I buy things all the time over there for pennies on the dollar.
So,
okay, so let's talk about this.
The toolbox thing.
Yeah, so we're going to give away it's a toolbox. It's a portable toolbox.
Well, let me describe this.
Okay.
This is like a square tote, kind of. It's open top, but it holds its square form very well. It's got pockets.
Right, for pliers, screwdrivers.
It is it is plentiful in the pocket department, which is awesome. When it comes to holding things like this, you want pockets.
It also comes with a plastic box for like your screws or
assorted items.
Right,
yeah,
right. That you can put in there. We'll post a picture of it. We're gonna give it away to a listener.
It's got a shoulder strap.
Yeah. So Dave,
this thing's it's pretty legit, really.
Yeah. In fact, I kind of wanted to keep it when he gave it to us, but I was like, no, that's selfish. Stop being selfish, Adam.
God, you have such selfish tendencies.
I know. But okay, so tell him how we're gonna give it away.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. This is how you can win this thing. Go into your wherever you have your tools and pick out a screwdriver. A hammer. Pick out a hammer. We were discussing hammer, screwdriver. We decided hammer. Get your hammer and take a picture of it and post it on Facebook. Hashtag cheers to Jesus.
With nothing else but the hashtag.
That's it.
Okay.
And you could add hashtag the Catholic Man Show.
If you want to.
We will allow you to add that.
And we'll share it. And the idea is, it's twofold, right? The idea is to get more men involved in listening to the show. Because if you see a picture on Facebook with hashtag cheers to Jesus with a hammer, you're going to think, hey, what's cool?
If you're a dude and you see another dude that you know posting a picture of a hammer, you might think,
What's going on?
What's up with that?
Right.
Yeah.
But it also shows that you have some tools and you may need this toolbox.
Correct.
So post it. We're going to pick a random person. Whoever sends a picture of this, we're going to share it. And then the amount of people that post a picture will pick randomly and send it to you. Free of charge. No strings attached. All you got to do is take a picture and post it on Facebook.
And then when we tell you that you won, you have to tell us your address.
Yes. That is a string attached, I guess.
That is a minor. It's a very small string.
Right. So that's going to be really exciting. I'm really excited to give it away. But
we haven't given anything away in a few episodes.
Right.
So it feels good.
But so we thank John Rost at Retool here in Tulsa. He gave it to us to promote on the show. Again, I think that if anybody's living in Tulsa that needs tools of any type, electrical, carpentry, I mean, literally almost any type of tool that you need, auto mechanic. Any type of tool, he has it. So go over there, check him out. It's a lot of fun. And if you get involved, if you start doing, like, so I've noticed as I've started carpentry, it's an addictive hobby. Okay.
Hobbies are often that way.
Right.
Yeah.
But you, again, it's a take pride in your work. And so one of the things that I have, also John gave us two blanks of olive wood.
Olive wood,
mm-hmm. which is very expensive
here in America.
Here in America, it's very expensive, and I am going to practice what I preach here and work with my hands and build a cross out of the olive wood.
I like it,
and give it away to one of our listeners. Now, again, I'm not a great carpenter, but I'm going to do this. I practiced with some cedar wood that my grandpa gave me. I'm holding it right now.
It looks good.
It's not bad. If you're a carpenter, I'm not great at it.
I think the practice one looks good.
So I'm going to do it with olive wood and give it away. We'll post pictures on it. But when we get back, I'm really psyched about our topic. So stay tuned. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side,
the victorious side.
So raise your
glass. Are we not victors?
Yes, we are. Dave told me to bring us in hard.
I don't know. My name's David, not Victor, but whatever.
I said David.
But
I said Dave.
I am a victor.
Yes. He told me to bring it in
hard. Is it time for your joke?
Oh, dude, I don't have one
this week. Oh, I totally called you out.
Yeah, I don't have one this week. You know, I don't want to, like, just continue just pumping full of jokes every time.
Sure.
Last time, let me just tell you, my last joke was funny, and I got comments back saying it was funny. You're just giving me a hard time about it.
Yeah.
Samson bringing down the house.
Here's the thing about jokes, is that whenever you say, I'm about to tell you a joke.
Right.
You have just raised the bar.
Expectations go
a lot. Right. Yeah. So if you just, the best way to make a joke funny, here's a good man tip. as someone who is funny myself, okay, people tell me this all the time.
I tell my wife I'm funny all the time. Hey, people say I am funny.
Dude. One time I looked through my 8th grade yearbook, and you know at the end, it's like, everybody signs it. It's
right.
Like, blah, blah, blah. Everybody wrote, stay funny. It's like, I guess I've always been funny.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what they say, looks aren't everything. But the best way to make a joke even funnier is to, at the beginning, convince the person this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, man, this is the best story.
You got that from your dad.
And this really happened. But it totally works.
Yeah.
So at the end, they'll know that's not a true story.
Right.
But
well,
it makes
or
it,
they'll just ask, look at your mom, and your mom.
Well, that's the case. My dad is just like, sometimes he'll say things, and it's like, I know because I grew up with the man.
Right.
That was a joke.
Right.
But other people don't know. He's kidding. And so, like, my mom is the litmus test. Everybody will, like, look at my mom after my dad says almost anything, and she'll either, if it's not true, she'll have her eyes closed and just like slowly shaking her head back and forth, you know, like,
no, that was
not true.
No.
Or she'll kind of like raise her shoulders and
shrug,
like shrug and with her head, you know, nodding like, yeah, that, believe it or not, that actually happened.
Someday we need to tell the story of your dad crucifying a bird.
As a small child, okay.
Like,
we need to throw the disclaimer in, okay.
We'll tell that story
someday.
Another day. Let's get to the next.
But that actually is a true story. As a small child, no, it was the bird was already dead. Okay, he didn't kill a bird. I just think that has to be said. I'm sorry.
Okay. PETA will be mad.
Dude, I hope they're not listening.
Yeah, I hope PETA's not listening.
PETA, if you throw blood on me, I'm going to freak out, okay? Like, do not throw fake blood on me.
I don't think PETA's listening because of the man warning at the beginning.
That's true. Yeah, we warned him.
Yeah, we warned him. Okay, so let's bust into the man topic.
Okay.
Last week...
Adam, let's bust into it. I don't want to just...
No.
You know what I'm saying? Let's bust into it.
I don't want to, like, tiptoe into it. Let's
hit it.
Let's hit it. Last week, we had a great theological topic of Jesus and the Jewish roots of the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it on iTunes because I think
felt like we did good.
I felt like that in the amount of time that we had, we really hit a lot of points that we were wanting to hit.
Mm-hmm.
This episode, we're not going to be as theological, but more. Well, I mean, you can still consider it theological. Some.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
But
instead of sitting forward taking notes, sit
right.
back and relax.
Right. Because
and absorb what we're going to say.
Because our tendencies have been to promote what you should do as a Catholic man, right?
Right.
Or a Christian man. There's some evangelical Protestants that are listening to our show as well. So things that you should do as a Christian man, Catholic man. But this episode, we're going to kind of do a little something different and say things that you should, like, stop doing. You should stop doing right now.
Very practical.
Right. Very practical. Things.
Which I appreciate as a man.
Right. And it helps. Okay, so G.K. Chesterton, he said something.
Cheers to that man.
Yes. Who will most likely at some point.
I pray will be
canonized a saint.
Cheers to him.
So G.K. Chesterton said something that was very profound, probably prophetic as well. This isn't a quote. This is just what he, you know, a summary of what he said.
Yeah.
But during the times and things that we struggle with, God sends a saint that contradicts what we struggle with, the exact opposite of what we struggle with, into that era.
Uh-huh.
So
who is the conqueror of that vice?
Correct.
Okay.
So example, you know, with Padre Pio. Okay, back in the back in the early 1900s.
Go on. Late.
Fifties, sixties, forties, fifties, sixties.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of people were struggling with, you know, contraception opened up.
Uh huh.
Right. Yeah. With the 1930s, with the Anglicans opening up contraception to Christianity. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Anglicans.
We have some Anglican listeners, so. But that's just history.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it is.
But he promoted, you know, reconciliation, purity. I mean, chastity. I mean, he promoted those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so God sends a, you know, also a John Paul II.
I know an exorcist.
Theology of the body.
Speaking of Padre Pio, which we should cheers to him as well.
Yes.
Cheers to Padre Pio, who has told me that Padre Pio must have obtained a very high level in heaven because he is super efficacious, his intercession in the exorcism rite.
Mm.
So, and kind of like what you're saying, saints, if they overcame a specific thing and if they're victorious over a vice or mm-hmm. a specific thing in their life, then they're very efficacious mm-hmm. at conquering that thing here. But Padre Pio is kind of like one of those guys who's across the board is pretty awesome.
Right.
So that means for us as men, we can rely on him for that same type of intercession in our own lives.
And I think...
It's not just the exorcism, right? It's,
right.
You know, in general.
And I think... I know who you're talking about, and I think one of the things he said was the reason why he was so efficacious is because he relied so much on our mother.
Boom.
So anyway... So I want to talk a little bit about things that we should stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of a self-reflection over the last 7-8 years of my life.
So there's going to be some Adam.
There's going to be some Adam in this, probably.
Some older Adam.
Right.
Or a younger Adam.
Younger Adam.
Yeah, younger Adam.
But there was also our friend Jimmy Ritchie sent me over a post that was, it's a secular post of things men should stop doing.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of, that's what triggered this.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
So that's what triggered this idea. I thought, well, let's do something that Catholic men should stop doing. And so this is kind of the list that I came up with. It's not an end-all, be-all list. Like, if we wanted to start listing things, we'd be here.
Oh, yeah, that list would be a long
24-hour episode.
Right.
So this isn't an end-all, be-all. But this is, I think, some of the steps that I have to take as a man, and I'm still taking, to acquire some sanctity in my life.
Yeah. I mean, we could probably sum everything on the list up in one item by just saying, stop sinning.
Right. Yes.
Right. Yeah. But
correct. But here's some...
Here's
some practical
here's
things.
Here's a few things to work on.
Right.
Yeah.
To help stop sinning.
Correct. Yeah.
Number one, stop being apathetic. Okay? Stop being apathetic.
Yeah.
Take, like, a stand. As men, we're supposed to take a stand.
Yeah.
Father John from St. Benedict's gave a great homily last Sunday. And you were there. You were there at the 9:15 Mass, or 9 o'clock Mass.
That was the first homily I'd heard of his.
Mine too.
As a priest.
And I thought, yeah, me too. And I thought it was really, really good. Here's what he thought.
Insightful.
Very insightful. Here's what I thought, or here's what he said that really resonated with me. As men, we do a really good job of pushing ourselves in the corporate world, in
right.
In just the community in general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, employees of the month. Why do they get employees of the month? It's not that they do things ordinary or what they're called to do. It's because they go above and beyond what they're called to do.
What's expected.
What's expected.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they get. They get that award for going above and beyond.
Same is true with the saints.
Exactly. That was okay. So that was.
Oh, sorry. I stole your thunder. My bad.
That's okay. But that's what I was going to say. What do you call somebody who goes above and beyond in the spiritual world?
A saint.
Yes. Exactly.
David Niles. Oh, I'm sorry. A saint.
Yeah. A saint. So, like, stop being apathetic. Stop just, not caring about your spiritual world, the spiritual realm. We care about a lot of things that are materialistic in this world, that are. Means, you know, for providing for your family, which you're called to do as
mm-hmm.
men.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that we have to, you know, you can't, you can provide for your family, but that doesn't mean you get to neglect your spiritual world or the relationship you have with God.
Apathy, I agree, has absolutely no place in our life ever. When it comes to our judgment, put yourself, you're before God, and he's judging you. What is he going to judge you on? Everything.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to judge you on How much time did you waste at work?
Mm-hmm.
How much effort did you put into your family life?
Right,
you know,
every time is a gift from God. We're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Every single moment that you just decided, I'm going to keep watching TV and pretend like I don't hear the baby crying, and I know my wife is going to, you know,
right.
Like I'm picking examples of my own life.
Exactly.
You know, those are the things, my little hurdles that I face at home.
Mm-hmm.
But everything, he's going to judge us on everything.
No, I agree. I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Don't be apathetic about anything.
Right, because that
everything matters.
Because being apathetic is cooperating in evil.
True.
Okay, so that's cooperating in somebody saying something evil, and you're not saying anything about it.
Yeah, like,
saying,
not my problem.
You're cooperating with it.
Right.
So I have at least five more that I want to get to after the break.
Okay.
Stick around. We want to give away this tool bag. We're drinking some Jameson.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. That's as deep as I can go. This is the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles. Adam Minahan sitting across from me. This evening we're drinking Jameson Caskmates.
Mm-hmm.
One word, Caskmates.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really good.
Yes.
I continue to enjoy it. Some whiskeys, when you at first they're good, and then after a while, you know, they're just not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But they also tend to be really cheap.
Yes.
That's kind of a thing.
This one's actually very reasonable.
How much was it?
$37, $38.
Really?
Very reasonable for, you know, $7.50.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A liter.
Okay.
A milliliter.
Yeah. I dig it.
So.
We're also giving away.
Yes.
Giving away something.
Give it away.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh.
We've been best friends for 25 years.
Our wives. If our wives were here, they'd be looking at each other going,
shaking their head.
Exactly. They're doing what my mom does about my dad.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Okay.
This is a sweet tool tote box.
Toolbox.
I wish there was a like a single word that would describe what this is, but it's
a toolbox
cool.
On the go.
Right, yeah, like if you say, oh man, there's these tools and I'm always like doing projects around the house and I'm always taking these tools with me, This is what you need.
Right.
Okay, so what you can do to win it is take a picture of your hammer, Post it on Facebook, hashtag cheers to Jesus, And throw in hashtag the Catholic Man Show.
Or Jesus Sandal or something.
Hashtag Jesus Sandal.
Yes.
Yes, because Jesus will like bust the door down with his Jesus Sandal.
Right.
Come save you.
Yes.
Anyway, we're giving it away. You could win it.
Yes.
It could be you.
Very easily.
You got a hammer, take a picture of it. If you don't have a hammer, go take a picture of your neighbor's hammer.
No, or just go get one.
Or get a hammer. But
why do you not have a hammer?
I mean, if circumstances don't afford you the option of buying a hammer, just take a picture of your neighbor's hammer.
Get a stick and a rock and make a hammer.
Bro.
And then take a picture
of
it.
You could hammer stuff with that.
Yes. Okay. So let's get back to the man topic.
Okay.
Which are things that Catholic men need to stop doing.
Okay. Apathy.
Apathy was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the second one.
So stop doing that. Take a stand. Also, if you're a single man, I've learned women hate apathy.
They really do.
They like a woman who takes a stand. I'll just throw this in real quick.
Okay.
This is a quick line I heard in the not too distant past, and this is so true, and I wish someone had told me this when I was single, because I used to be the nice guy. I got friend zoned a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I got stuck in the friend zone. Women do not want to date a nice guy. They don't want to date a nice guy. You know what they want? They want to date a good man. Think about that. Let that soak in. They don't want to date the nice guy. They want to date a good man. Now, a good man is a nice guy, but he's not just the, like, oh, apathetic,
Right.
Oh, whatever you want. Oh, like, yeah, oh, I
that's
have.
That's true.
It's just,
he's a leader.
Don't worry about me. You know, it's just, oh, whatever you want. Whatever, you know, like, yes. No. Take a stand on stuff.
Yep.
That's what kind of made me think about that.
I like
Be
that.
Be a good man.
I like that.
Forget about the nice guy.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Be a good gentleman.
A good gentleman.
I like that.
Even better for the Catholic Man Show. Let's cheers to that idea.
Cheers to that idea.
Okay. What's number two?
Okay, number two is stop quitting. Okay, I don't understand.
Adam, would you say we should quit quitting?
Yes, quit quitting.
Quit it.
Okay, here's the deal. Dave, when I was younger, my dad, and this is something that I think that all dads who are listening should pass on.
Okay.
This is something that my dad did all the time.
Pass the torch. I'm with you.
Is when your kid wants to do something, such uh-huh. as a specific sport, or maybe at, you know, the chess club, or drama, or whatever.
Skydiving.
Whatever right. they want to do. Whatever activity they're wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them, okay, if you want to do this, that's fine. But you're not stopping. You're not quitting until the season is over.
Right.
Okay? Like, my dad used to do that to me all the mm-hmm. time. I didn't know if I wanted to play flag football when I was in second grade. And I was debating yeah. on it. And he told me, if you want to play, that's fine. That's great. But if you start, we're not quitting. And
my dad told me I've got this speech many times in my life as well.
Right. And so I think that, you know, quitting, like, so there's trials and tribulations in everything that we do as men. And this is a good lesson as kids to learn, because in real life, there's trials and tribulations everywhere we go.
Right.
In work, at your home, in your marriage, in your spiritual life, there's trials and tribulations all the time.
Totally.
But tribulations are opportunities, is what they are.
Yeah.
They're opportunities. It always is and always has been. So when things get tough, you're given an opportunity to persist, to push through, to become tougher and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
But as a kid, you don't see that. So it's right. up to us as dads. You know, I'm speaking to dads, all you dads right now. It's up to you to instill that in them, because they don't know.
Right. And I wouldn't have, you know, it shaped the way I was formed as a man.
And I remember there were things I chose not to do because I realized, you know, just my dad having that conversation mm-hmm. put the long-term perspective mm-hmm. in front of me. And I realized immediately, oh, yeah, I don't want to do this for months on end.
Right. And there were things.
And I'm glad I didn't do it.
And there were things that I jumped into that I didn't really, that halfway through I didn't want to do anymore. But you know what? That was the deal at the beginning, and I stuck through it. And
yeah.
even if I didn't continue doing it later, I appreciated finishing.
But it's important also to manage expectations. Like, when you got in, you knew you couldn't quit. And
yes.
so that when you wanted to, you already knew it's not an option.
Right.
So it kind of just forms your whole attitude
exactly.
right off the bat.
Next one. Let's get to the next one.
I'm ready.
Point three is stop comparing yourself to others. And this is something that you can do as a
right.
kid and as adult in the business world. I've come across this a lot, and it's easy temptation to fall into. There's a lot of successful people out there, which is great. Success is a good thing.
Yeah, we love success
right.
on the Catholic Man Show.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
We uphold it.
But it's easy to look at your friends and desire their material possessions or their success,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is counterproductive in the spiritual world, because jealousy and envy do not exist in God's plan.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, if you're being jealous, you've already lost.
Right. It's one of the commandments.
True.
So, you know, it's easy to fall into, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, quote unquote.
Right. Which is expensive.
Which is very expensive. The
oh
Joneses,
my gosh.
Like, they're really well off.
Yeah, dude. I don't know.
I don't know. Like,
they must have a government pension or something.
Yeah.
Because
but it's easy to fall into that trap.
Yeah.
And it snowballs, right? And I'm just as guilty as the next guy of, oh, well, this guy got the newest iPhone, or this guy got the newest car, or this guy, look what he did, upgraded his house, or he did the, you know, whatever that was, it instills, ooh, maybe I should do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes a, you're not becoming a minimalist, or things that you just...
Not that you need to be a minimalist.
Right, but
you know, when it comes down to why are you doing it, why are you doing it, it's for attention.
Yes.
Keeping up with the Joneses is all about look, because you think
right.
you'll look good in front of other people.
Exactly. Exactly. So stop doing that.
And that's not a manly thing.
That is not a manly
thing. It's almost like the inverse of apathy, like taken to the extreme, where, oh, I care too much mm-hmm. about what other people think. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. I care too much about having like my opinion matching what other people think.
Agree.
You know okay. what I'm saying? I'm not sure if that's 100%, but there's something there.
Yeah, I agree. Next point. Let's get to the next one. Stop watching TV so much. Okay, so hear me out.
Word. This dudes.
Yeah, hear me out. I don't have cable any longer. I cut cable out of my budget, partly because of monetary reasons, but also because I realized there were so many nights that I stayed up with my wife just watching a TV show that I didn't care about, that I did not really want to watch, that I didn't really care what happened. But I wasted precious hours of my life watching this mindless TV.
Yeah, and when you go to bed, you realize, I should have just gone to bed.
Right.
That show, I stayed up for it, and, right. and now I'm going to hate myself in the morning.
And I think part of the apathy and laziness comes from watching too much TV. We can, like I said, we could stay up too late watching it. But instead of, a lot of times we do a really bad thing of substituting family time with TV. Okay, or substituting time with your wife with just watching TV.
Dude, tell me what you think about this term, tech-gether time.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you want to like headbutt a knife?
It makes you cringe.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, we substitute maybe like reading for TV. Let's start reading. When's the last time you
together
read
together as a family?
When's the last time you read the Bible together as a family, or read a story about a saint together?
We used to do this in my family as a kid. Like, I remember my parents read us the Narnia series, and every night we'd come together, we'd get on their bed, and we'd read for like 30 minutes. And those are some of my best. You know, I loved doing that as a kid.
Yep. Okay, here's one more point that I'm going to get to, because I don't think we're going to have enough time to get to all of them.
Okay.
We'll post this as a blog so you can reach. I had 7 points.
Okay.
But this is number 5 that we're going to get to, is stop, men, stop thinking that you know everything. Okay? This is a big topic. I think a lot of, like, social media has played a big part in this, because you can...
Everybody's opinion is the ultimate.
Right.
Yeah.
But pride is a root of evil. Right, and it's prideful to think that you know everything.
Right.
We dig our heels in now more than ever whenever we talk about things, even if we don't know the whole topic. So every single human on this planet knows something that you don't and has something to teach you. So I'm going to post the list of the rest of the blog of things you should stop doing. We didn't get to them all, but we had an awesome time drinking some Jameson castmates. We're going to give away this tool bag. Post a picture of your hammer on our Facebook page, hashtag Cheers to Jesus.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
Raise your glass. See you next week.
Cheers to Jesus.